Blog Talk Radio.
Well, a very, very good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for taking the time. I'm so excited that you are here with me tonight on At Home with Victoria, the news lady. I have been out on the water all day long, and I just got back into the house. I want to say only about 35 or 40 minutes ago, so I've got sand in between my toes. I mean, I've got sand all over me that is crazy. I love the beach, but I hate the part about when you bring sand back home with you. My sweetheart has decided that he wants to take up this kite surfing. So basically, when he decides to take up a sport, that means that I have no choice. I have to take up a sport. So I've been trying to do this kite surfing thing, and I'm not having much luck at it, but he is, so I guess that's all that's important. Another person who understands that when her guy decides to do something that she has to jump on the bandwagon is our wonderful guest tonight, Jill Green. Jill's husband, Redskin Hall of Famer Dale Green, has been taking up this project where he's throwing the 50-50 fit. Last time Jill was on with us, she was talking about that. And last I heard, I think she was not going to be eating meat. So let's go ahead and get the one and only Jill Green on the line so she can give us an update on how that's working for her. Hi, Jill.
Hey, how are you?
How's that no eating meat thing working for you, darling?
I'm feeling pretty fabulous, let me just tell you.
Are you really? That's wonderful.
Oh, yeah, it has been an amazing life change.
Wow. I mean, I think that's great. And the reason why I kind of laughed a little bit, because I know that that's something that's really, really hard to do. And not that I didn't think that you couldn't do it, but it sounds like you've really embraced this whole thing. That's very cool.
Well, yeah, you know, and I think people think that it's hard to do, but really because you don't want to have to think of choices and really think outside the box when it's time to eat. So people are always in such a rush. The meats are the easy things to grab. Well, actually, when I started doing this, it really becomes just the opposite because you don't have to cook a lot of the other stuff. So it's pretty amazing, but I feel like $1 million. I sleep like a baby. I wake up and I'm not tired. I never feel sluggish, and I probably will never go back.
Wow, flashpoint, news point.
Yeah, I need all the energy I can get because, you know, I do 900 things, so that was just a really serious thing for me.
That is, I'm telling you, that does my heart good because, you know, when you said you were going to do it, I know if anybody can change something within their life that it's you, but the point that you changed it, that you feel better and that you like it, that really gives me hope, and I think I'm going to go ahead and try this as well.
I really think you should, because the thing is, I realize when you do that, when you take something away, I think you also realize what it is that you really love and what you just do out of habit. And through all of this, hilarious enough, I realize that the only thing that I eat that I absolutely adore is chocolate. So that being said, anything else can go because it's just a formality of the day. So I really like vegetables. I love fish, and I love all kinds of shellfish. So it worked out perfect for me.
Well, it actually sounds like, too, during this process that what you have also done is to kind of purge stuff that you just simply didn't care about, didn't really need, and didn't miss anyway.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, of course, like I said, chicken, we eat it just because it's there and it's easy and it's convenient, and, you know, that's what everybody's offering you all the time. But it was probably never one of my first choices anyway.
Interesting. Wow. Well, thank you so much for, although you didn't really call to talk about that, thanks for enlightening us on that subject. And also just to let you know, Lisa and a couple of other people that follow us faithfully actually did receive their information in the mail on the 50-50. So really, people that follow us are actually doing this challenge. So I just wanted you and your husband to personally know that people are really doing this.
Well, let me tell you, it's been an amazing campaign, and I just told him yesterday, I said, when Champagne and Couture is done starting Monday, I will be full force fitfor50.org program, and it's been amazing. We've had over 5,000 people sign up. We get about 300 a day, and it has just been amazing, the things that people are experiencing, and they go in and they fill out their workbooks, and they really get into it because it's not a program that they're following what everybody else is doing. You're setting your own goals and your own pace. And it's like life-changing.
That is awesome. Well, Ms. Jewel Green, you have, you always inspire me, but you really inspired me now, so I better, I kind of signed up for the program late, but I should be getting my information. I would say within the next couple of days, because Labor Day just passed by and the mail is kind of slow, so I'll definitely email you and let you know, a post on your wall, that I got my book and that I've started to. I'm a little bit late. But I'm just so happy that that's working out for you. And you just mentioned you'll be back on it and working really hard on it once the Champagne and Couture event is over on Saturday. And, of course, I always get to hear about wonderful things that you're doing through the grapevine, mainly with a lot of the vendors that are going to be at your event, because they constantly talk about it on Facebook and to other friends. And it sounds like this event is going to be, from what Pam tells me, is going to be a little bit different from the last one that you had, just in terms of the way that it looks and the location. So talk a little bit about what's going to be different this time around.
Well, you know, I am an entertainer, so we are constantly doing things at our house, but I love entertaining, so it just is a branch out of that. So whenever I do a party, even if it's at home, you never come to the same party twice, and that's kind of the same concept I take with Posh Girl events. So I'm always trying to make it bigger, better, and more inviting and more exciting, so that you can't wait till the next one, because you never know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of, you know, I wanted it to be that way. Even with vendors, I don't want you to feel like you're coming to a trade show. So we always have to make it new and innovative, so that it'll be like no show you've ever participated in before. And that's the goal. I think we outdid ourselves this time.
Well, Kimberly, and Kimberly is absolutely wonderful, and I do think that Posh Couture is in the house tonight. Excuse me, Posh Girl Events is in the house tonight, and again, Kimberly does work closely with Jewel. And early this morning, Kimberly sent me an email just to kind of reminding me of all the different vendors who will actually be at the event on Saturday. And I've got to tell you, this is a fabulous, Jewel, long list. I mean, from Posh Couture to Hush Boutique to Brian Keith, to Honesty Jewelry, to Virtual Art, to Tracy Lynn, to Miller's Furs, to Danielle Nicole, to Clutch Bags, to U.S. Fit and Trim, to Christie's Closet, to Showstopper Shoes, Joyful Bath, Brushstroke Salon. Oh, my goodness, and the list just completely goes on and on. So as I was out there on the water today trying to do my thing, I thought it would be fun if you could kind of briefly, since we actually have 45 minutes in the show, we really don't have to rush, if you briefly just want to talk about each one of them and just focus a little bit on what they are going to be featuring on Saturday.
Oh, that'd be great. You know, when I'm doing these shows, I'm always trying to reach out to vendors that I really want a relationship with beyond the event, that there's something that I want to engage in for myself as well as introduce to other people. So they become my preferred list because of things that I decided that I tried and I loved and I wanted to share with everybody. So that's kind of, you know, how the list gets formed, just so you know, that insider scoop. But mm-hmm. I also want every price point covered, every, you know, for the shopper that's coming, that's starting from scratch, to the one who has this fabulous wardrobe and just is trying to, you know, complement a few things. So you've kind of got everything in the room. So, you know, you've shopped with Hush before, and that's a great, she's a great vendor. She's got wonderful things that mm-hmm. are, you know, fit the range from 18 to, you know, whoever wants to dress. It's not a cutoff point, but at least she covers, you know, for my clients. Posh Couture client is a more mature client, and she's looking for edgy, and she's a little bit more, she's more mature. She may have a daughter who can shop with Hush, and that's kind of how we formed the two, so they complemented each other.
Mm-hmm, very much so.
Kind of, you know, that's kind of how that was birthed, but it's a fabulous combination. And my clients are more, they're professionals, or they're doing the edgy luncheon outfit where they may want from her the weekend wear that I don't carry. So it works mm-hmm. together perfectly. Then we've got Christie's Closet, who is absolutely one of my favorites, because she's that, it's the vintage slash consignment finds and steals that you would never find anywhere else. That perfect bag that you wanted that was two seasons ago that doesn't exist anymore, but there's somebody that was willing to consign theirs that's gently or hardly ever used, and you got it at a discount price that is just, like, amazing. So she's got everything from Prada shoes to Louis Vuitton handbags. I mean, you name it. It's like a treasure trove to go through her things. It's amazing. And then we got Brian Keith, who I felt like every party we had all these women we were servicing, but I always got, you know, notes from men saying, well, what do you have for the guy? Well, I feel like I found the perfect complement to our business with Brian Keith. He's got the best personality, but he also is a custom clothier. So you can sit down with him and say, look, here's the event. Here's what I'm looking for. Here's a pair of slacks that I bought that I absolutely love. They don't exist anymore. Can you recreate them? Give me some fabrics and let's go to work from scratch. So that's kind of what he does. And he services men primarily, but he also will service women as well, which is huge.
Well, and let me just say before you continue down the list, my brother, for one, David, will be very happy with that because the first time that we came to your house for your first event when you kind of had a thank you get-together for all the vendors and people that were involved in it, I remember my brother question to you was, hey, Jewel, when are you going to get some guy clothes and guy vendors here? So David will be very happy to hear that that has happened.
Exactly, and tell him we've got it, and we've got one that's got personality plus. He does home deliveries. He will meet you. You know, my son Jared is a student at UVA, and, you know, these games, they have to wear suits. And I said, Brian, I need you to help me out. Jared's getting ready to go back. We've got a couple of days. He says, well, what is he doing today? I said, he's got a long list, but he's going to Borders at some point. He goes, I will meet him at Borders, and I will measure him at Borders. And he did.
Wow.
So you can't get much better than that.
No, darling, you're right about that, Ms. Jewel. You can't get much better than that. That is what I call service and quality service.
That's what I'm looking for my people. I want them to experience that convenience that I look and search to find, and I find people that will work with them the exact same way and make it happen.
I love it. Love it. Continue on your list.
All right, and then, of course, we have Honesty Jewelry, which is one of my absolute favorites. It's these, you know, these fabulous bracelets with all these different stones and charms that, you know, if anybody follows me on Facebook or Twitter, they see me post the bracelets all the time. They are a wonderful two girls out of Atlanta. They actually found me. I was on vacation one time, and they called and said, hey, listen, we know that you do personal trunk shows, and we have a product we think you might be interested in. And I saw the product and fell in love, and we've had a connection ever since. So, and again, it's one of those things where when I get them in, I call that client list that is always saying, when something comes in, call me, and we have these personal consultations right at my house, and we sit down and go, this comes with what you already got, this will complement your new stuff, and it's a great, great, a great piece of jewelry.
Well, and Jewel, before you continue, let me just also say one thing about Honesty Jewelry, because, again, and what a lot of my listeners and fans have to know, a lot of the information that I get in terms of vendors and folks out there that have these small businesses and that do this kind of thing, I really got them from Jewel when I made that connection with her, because I didn't know anything about Honesty Jewelry and even about Hush Boutique. So my connection with that came as a result of Jewel Green. And I just want to say Honesty Jewelry, and Jewel is one of these type of people, again, if she loves something, she's going to talk about it all the time. So finally one day, Jewel, I said, well, let me go ahead and sit down and check out their website and kind of look at what it is that they have, because when I was at your event, you know, I was kind of working, so I really didn't get to focus on a lot of what I wanted to. So I finally got a chance to sit down, and I completely get why you like it. I mean, you know, to be able to have those beautiful bracelets around your wrist, and the beads are just gorgeous. But more importantly, I like it because it really does deliver a message, whether it's a message of hope, of faith, of you know, just having a wonderful day. It's just this sort of quick, to me, something around my wrist that just kind of picks me up quickly if I'm having a bad day, and I can look down and I see this beautiful bracelet that says pray or faith or something. So I completely get why you like it so much.
Oh, yeah, it's been just amazing, just the connections that I've made and even people that I've met through selling the bracelets. It's been amazing. So it's certainly one of my favorite things. And then from there we have Tracy Lynn Jewelry, which, you know, is one of the hottest lines out of costume jewelry with everything.
Yeah.
The rings, the earrings, they've got it, and it's at a price point that is so reasonable you can buy multiples. So you can't have a show without Janet and Tracy Lynn, for sure.
Absolutely. And plus Janet's personality alone, yeah, you just have to meet her for her personality. She's a great lady.
She really is. Then we move on to Miller's Furs, which is one of my favorites. I've been buying pieces from them for a very long time, and I think their collection is just out of sight. And this year, fur is back, and it is back with a bang. And I went in and I said, listen, I need you to do the show. And they were like, absolutely, we have no problem doing it, and we'll even put something in for a door prize because we know that it'll be a good party. And I said, that speaks volume to me. But I came in and I said, listen, I want all of the, anything that's cute and tiny and exotic, that's not this thick, you know, not the long stuff, but the fun vest,
yeah,
or the fun wrap or something that a woman can say, I may not be totally a fur girl, but I can mm-hmm. introduce myself really easily. So that's the kind of stuff they'll be showing. They'll have lots of different colorful things and all kind of knitted pieces that are really unusual because it's almost like a sweater, but it's knitted fur, which is just amazing.
And you know what, Jill, too, I'm the type of person that I don't necessarily care too much for that long fur coat that's going to, you know, get me from bottom all the way down to the top, but I definitely would like something like a vest. Because, you know, you can throw a vest on, and even if it's got some knit inside of it, throw a pair of jeans on, a cute pair of boots and sweater and a bag, and you feel like $1 million.
Exactly. And, I mean, and that's, I literally wear those all winter. That's why I visit them so much, because I think they're just, it's fun. It's something fun, and I'm not one that likes to drive with a big coat on. So it's just the perfect accent. It's like a great accessory that you never goes out, and you keep it forever, and you know, you can do some fun stuff with it. So that'll be a really hot booth to visit too. Then we have Danielle Nicole. Danielle Nicole is a fabulous leather handbag designer out of New York. I actually met her. The NFL Wives Association hosted their first annual conference here, and I hosted them for 3 days. And I called mm-hmm. Zach and I said, hey, listen, I need to have a show there, and I need to find some new innovative stuff because these girls, they don't want to see something they've already seen. The whole name of the game is
right.
to find something that's unusual. And they said, I want to introduce you to a handbag designer that I think you'll really love. And she came and she did a showing of her bags for the ladies, and it was just amazing. And she left with nothing. The only bag she carried out of the store was the one that she owned. So it was a great night for her, and we've had a partnership ever since because it's just they're wonderful. And she's young and she's sweet, and it's a really neat line. So. And she recently, she's actually on Facebook as well, but she recently got her wall in Saks Fifth Avenue, and she's also in Bergdorf. Mm-hmm. So she's doing really well, but she's a young girl. And I want everybody to just know that her product exists because it's a great bag, and they're not the price points are really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Clutch Handbags, and she does a lot of organic handbags, a lot of clutch-type purses, and she's got some small things as well as some large things, but just that all her materials are a lot of them are organic, which is really neat too. So, and that's definitely a new way for the season is to, you know, go green and,
yes.
and do something like that.
Yes, yeah.
We've got
right
Showstopper Shoes. They are out of Philly, and she has some of the neatest shoes, very, you know, exotic, anything, you know, the funky, edgy. She's got all that, and that'll be really fun. And we've got her a good size area with chairs so you can sit down and try your stuff on. And, I mean, you know, it kills me when I go to these shows. And you kind of stand there and look at the shoe, but you can't really put it on because you can't sit down and get comfortable. So we
fixed.
We fixed.
Well, you know, I have to say, I actually like that you did that, and I appreciate that because I can just personally speak for myself. For a few shows that I've gone to just to support fans and folks, there were a couple pair of shoes at a booth that I wanted to try on, but there was no place to literally go and sit down and try the shoes on. So I was kind of standing up, holding onto the wall, kind of trying to balance my purse and my bags and try the shoe on at the same time. So although that may be something that people would consider very small, when you're there in that space and you need to try it on, you know, it's huge really just to have a chair that you can sit down and feel comfortable and do that.
Exactly, exactly. And you know, every shoes draw women, but you need to be able to sit down and talk about it with your girlfriend and think
yeah.
through your closet as you put the shoe on. So I think it makes it a lot easier and a lot more enjoyable. You know, that's why, you know, the shoes in the shoe salon are not just for trying on, but it's for you to be able to sit down and think it through because you got to remember
mm-hmm.
what you have that works with the shoe that you're trying on. So we try
yeah.
to think through all those little things. Then we have U.S. Fit and Trim. They have a vitamin line. They have the garments that you can, for sizing purposes, they have a little bit of everything for you to, you know, get in shape as we get fit and all that. Joyful Bath has a great product line for all kind of bath salts and wonderful things to pamper yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Brushstroke is a salon, and she also has different accessories that she sells as well, but she'll be there. to show some product lines that she has and some of her things. Filpata Jewelry will be there, and she's great too. She's got a huge collection, beautiful necklaces, and just they're, you know, I think when they first started, they specialized in a lot of sterling silver and all that. Well, now the collection has blossomed into something that's amazing, from, you know, six-strand mm-hmm. necklaces to, you know, the big rings, everything. So she'll kind of cover all that. Catalyst Gourmet, they have all kind of fabulous teas, from relaxation to energy to everything. And I'm going to visit her booth as soon as I get there myself, because I want to introduce to that.
Well, you definitely, I guess you definitely, you basically need to grab a bag and a cup and sip your little tea while you're walking around, because I know you've
Absolutely.
Been so busy putting this on.
When they're setting up, I'm shopping. So I kind of, you know, drive them crazy because they're trying to put their stuff out. But I'm shopping first. So I'm like, let me go through everything. It's hilarious. And I'll tell them, well, if you only have one, I understand. I can be on the wait list because I want the customer to get it first. But it's a piece of work. It's hilarious. Then we also have Skinfinity, and they do everything from microdermabrasion to Botox to all the fun stuff that you want to be able to hear about without making the appointment to go in first. So this is that soft sell of understanding what these skin things that we can have done without, you know, going in this intimidating doctor's office first. So that is a great vendor to come and visit to. And then finally we have VirtuArt, and they have a little bit of, you know, a little bit of everything from jewelry to all kind of neat things. So you got to stop by their thing too. I don't think they're, every time they show, it looks like it's a different collection. They keep expanding, so it's a good thing. But it's going to be amazing. It's going to be everything that you could not find in your local mall, and in an atmosphere that is fun, relaxing, networking, great music, the whole thing.
Well, let me just give you a quick second to take a break, because you went through a very, very long list there, and I know I didn't talk to you about it before, but thank you so much. I just thought it was really, you know, just important when I saw the list that came over this morning of the amount of people that's taking the time to be involved in this. And, in fact, some of those people are with us live tonight, Jewel, inside the chat room, so I don't want the show to continue any further without me giving some shout-outs and just to say, you know, thank you for a lot of folks in the chat room that's joining us. Of course, Posh Girl Events, and Miss Kimberly is inside the chat room, and she's posting websites and links and all the good information about Posh Girl Events. And Fadjul, Michael Kay, our producer, his wonderful family from Canada is inside the chat room, and they're listening to us tonight. So a big shout-out to Michael's sister, his mom, and also friends of his family that's listening to us tonight from Canada. U.S. Fit and Trim is inside the house. Jewel spoke about that they will also be there at the event as well as Lisa, Cheryl with Moms Are Us, Moms Are Best, and all the other different guests that we have. It's a lot of people in the chat room. So, again, I do want to thank all of you for spending the time to be with us, especially Michael's family that's listening to us tonight from Canada. So I just wanted to get that in there, Jewel. But go ahead and continue on. What about the ticket information? Is it still too late to get tickets, or can we do that?
You can absolutely do that, and I'm sure Kim is going to post that website again. It's champagneandcouture.eventbrite.com, and you can go right on there and get your tickets for the event or buy them when you at the door. You can do either one. But we'd love to have you. I mean, I think it's going to be an amazing party. We have our music is done by Refined Fusion Music, and we work together. I felt like I was planning the wedding because we sat down and talked about the kind of music that we wanted, and, you know, and you want it continuous because there's no good thing. It's not a party without the right music. So
right.
We covered that. So it's going to be amazing.
Well, and you know, something too that I'm sitting here because I have the website up that Jewel just talked about again, www.champagneandcouture.eventbrite.com. And Kimberly is posting that inside the chat room. Plus, it's also on my web link, so feel free to go there. And Jewel, as always, something that you do that I just simply love, and I always have to talk about this, is that whenever you give an event, prices to get in are just crazy, crazy good, $25 for the prices to get in. But this is something that's more important because, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but if you don't, you will now, because when Jewel gives these events, the one thing that I fell in love with her and always supporting her events is that I like how some of the proceeds for her event, she always is very, very kind enough to give some of the proceeds to charity. Charity is really, really big to me. I've been involved in charity work since I was a kid, and I will always be involved in charity work. So, Jewel, I know you've probably given this speech a million times when you talk about charity and how important it is, but for those people that are joining us, like Michael's family from Canada, talk a little bit about your charity work, why that's important, and also who some of the proceeds from the Champagne and Couture event will go to as well.
Well, I really think that, you know, as we work really hard to fulfill our passions and the things that we really love, I think it can't really be full circle and really a total 100% unless you've given something to somebody else. Anybody can work and make money, and we all know that we need to do that, but at the same time, we've got to think about the things that are near and dear to our hearts, because I know it's very hard when you are a foundation, you're a 501, and just what it means to, especially in a bad economy, to get people to remember you so that you can continue to have your doors open and service the people that you really are established for. So this time, we are giving, making a donation to Tiger Lily. When I started this company, I thought that every time that I did something, I wanted to make sure that there was somebody that there was some funds earmarked for. And it would just make the event all the more special. And when you're tired and weary, you can work a little harder because you know it's not just for you.
Yeah.
So that was really important. And Tiger Lily, I think, is just an amazing organization. Mama is an amazing woman who is a breast cancer survivor and is, you know, taking up the torch to continue to work with women as they survive this disease that is just, we won't eradicate it, but until it is, we've got to continue. And I loved her foundation because it's not just about, it's not about research like, you know, so many others. It's about the daily lives of these women who are battling a disease and need to continue to live because, you know, major illnesses can, you know, just destroy your finances, but you need somebody to step in and kind of help you so you don't, everything is not destroyed in the midst of you trying to, you know, continue to live.
Absolutely, and I just want to reiterate what Jewel said. One thing that really struck me about Tiger Lily that I personally like so far, being in television news for 16 years and still doing it, you know, I get to meet and interview a lot of people, and I've got to interview just so many, many people that are in this fight against breast cancer. But Tiger Lily was very different in the sense that, you know, the money wasn't going for research, and, of course, we all know that's important. But also, I think women's day-to-day lives is important. So Tiger Lily, for example, you know, if you have a child and the person has to go and have chemotherapy and may not have enough money for daycare, Tiger Lily is going to be able to help you with daycare. They're going to be able to help put food inside your refrigerator. They're going to be able to help you pay your rent or your mortgage on your house. They'll be able to help you pay that car note. So when Jewel literally says that Tiger Lily funds go to day-to-day, it really is day-to-day.
Exactly, which is so important because I think people forget about what it takes to really, you know, go through something that's that emotionally draining, but also how your finances are drained, because nobody really thinks about that. They, you know, everybody wants to see you overcome and get to the next phase. Well, in the midst of that, I've got to survive while I'm trying to get through, because that can be so stressful that it's got to weigh against the whole situation. So I think it's really important when there's a group like that that says, tell me where you need me to help and let me put the funds to it. You can't get any better than that.
Yeah, you're definitely right. And, of course, Jewel, you know everyone loves you, but especially when you started talking about Tiger Lily inside the chat room, you're the hero in the chat room. Everybody's like, we love Jewel. We love Tiger Lily. Go, Jewel, Jogu. So, you know, with speaking of that, and this is something that I've always wanted to ask you, and, of course, when you come on every month and you're, you know, always just so wonderful with your time, because I know that you're a very busy person, and so far you've never missed a month with me being on the show. What is it like for you to be able to actually know that you, Jewel Green, is actually making a difference in somebody's life? Because that, I mean, when you think about it, I just feel like that's kind of heavy.
Well, you know what? It's funny. I'm so blessed by the people that I've met through this that I never even see it that way. I'm thinking about the things that they do that bless and excite me, and I'm so excited to be able to share them with somebody else that I never see it the other way around. And I think that's very important for everybody, no matter what your industry is. If you don't focus on you, you will get so much done. You'll be surprised.
Wow. Good word. Very, 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 very good word.
You know, when we're dealing with athletes, Daryl does a lot of training with the young kids. You know, this was a big weekend. This was, you know, cut, get traded. I mean, the phone was blowing up. It was hilarious. You know, funny that they're calling him, but a serious situation nonetheless. But, you know, and my thing is, you know, at 45, you start realizing that nothing's the end of the world. Everything's good. But, you know, at 20, you can't tell them that. So you got to be, you know,
exactly, straight.
Because I'm thinking, as long as somebody else is calling, we're good. You know, you might not be in the city as you thought you were going to, but it's all good. But, you know, in the midst of all that, we teach them that, you know, this is a serious game. This is corporate America, even though it's a game. And the biggest thing that, you know, that you need to know to stay successful is to never, we call it drink the juice. As long as you don't start reading the paper and believing what everybody says about you, you will do phenomenal things. So, you know, we tell the players that, we tell our kids that. It's never about you. It's always about taking somebody else to the next level. I mean, nothing excites me more than when I can, you know, talk about a vendor online or on your show or, you know, share, retweet somebody's website and go, you got to check this out, because I understand the power that's in that, that 600 people just saw that. Now, all of them may not have gone on, but if half of them go on, somebody learned something about you, and it helped your business to grow somewhere, which is amazing. So thank God for social networking, because it's taken, you know, a lot of the punch out of the money we used to have to spend to be able to advertise. But
yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And, you
so
know,
I'm,
and,
right now
and,
it's
know,
my calling, so I'm just so excited about that. I never see it any other way.
And, you know, it's very interesting that we talk about this, because Cheryl Wood, who actually – you and I are going to be getting an award. I know you personally won't be able to be there because your son has a football game, but Cheryl is with the organization Moms Are Best, and you're getting an award in October for all of your charity work, and I'm getting one for charity and also work in journalism. But Cheryl and I were talking. She was about to go into the grocery store on Saturday, and Cheryl was able to get an opportunity through Sherry over at the Amy Boutique to have some of her Moms Are Best apparel to be put inside her store, as well as, you know, our good friend Tony Foster is going to be opening up a store at National Harbor. You introduced me to her, so I'm very, very happy that Tony is going to be opening up the store, and also had talked to Cheryl about that. But Cheryl and I just kind of got to talking, and after I hung up the phone talking to her, I said, you know, for me in my life, the bottom line is I wouldn't have never, ever known either of one of those ladies unless I didn't volunteer to do reporting at your first event. So, and I say that to say, everybody that's out there, you know, if somebody comes your way and they ask you to do something, you know, everything doesn't have to have a financial value to it. You know, the mere fact that I volunteered to do that with Jewel's event, the reward that I got out of that was that she and Kimberly said, hey, Victoria, what do you think about Jewel coming on the show monthly? I literally passed out because I thought, are you kidding me? Jewel Green wants to come on my show monthly with me? Are you kidding me? So that was, like, huge for me. And then just the entire aftermath of all the different companies that you deal with, that you've talked to me about, or that you constantly send my way and say, hey, you've got to get on Victoria's show. But definitely, Jewel, I can definitely say one thing. You know, when you find people, you send them my way, and you put them out there, they really, really do get results.
And I'm so happy about that, because that means that the job is complete, because that's exactly what it's for. I mean, that is just, that's huge.
Yes. I mean, they really, really, really do get results. And I think about Tam with Hutch Boutique, and she did a little special thing for listeners of At Home with Victoria. And, Jewel, honestly, you know, people could go on her website and order things. And, honestly, I thought, you know, maybe no more than five people was going to do it. And then I come to find out that for, like, 2 days, people were using that coupon code, and they were taking advantage of that opportunity. So, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is basically what you do really even goes far beyond, you know, your probably initial intent. It has this sort of ripple effect out there that not only affects me and the quality of guests that I get, but, you know, everybody who sort of becomes touched by, you know, Posh Couture and Posh Girl events and what you guys do. So you are so deservingly of that award. So I tell Cheryl that I will take it in behalf of your absence, and I'll make sure I send it to you in the mail after I take a picture and post it on Facebook, though.
There There you go. You absolutely do that, and that's exciting. I'm happy about that.
And now I can't let you go because Kimberly will probably not be happy with me. You've got also this email that she sent me, which is so very cool. You talked about it a little bit as a door prize, but there's also all of this special stuff going on. What about the two front row tickets to Jewel Green and Posh Couture opening night at the Fashion Week and the complimentary tickets for consulting from Posh Couture, lunch with Daryl Green? What is all of that? Because I'm just kind of reading over that right now as we speak.
Well, you know, whenever we do, like I said, whenever we do these things, we always try to, you know, spice it up and do something a little different. In fact, this time, before we even start the party, we're doing a VIP champagne reception that is really, you know, networking, and so they can be the first ones that are in the room when 6 o'clock happens. And actually, Kimberly and I discussed that tonight for the first 5 people that go on after the show and put in that code Victoria, they will be our guests at the champagne reception. So any of those 5 people that want to come, and it's you plus one, so you get to bring somebody with you and have a glass
Thank
of champagne
you.
Before you come and shop. So, and that is sponsored by PNC, which we were very excited about that. They said, we would love to sponsor the champagne reception for you guys and just kind of, you know, join in the fun with Tiger Lily's event. And, you know, it's just a great thing. So we've got that. But in the midst of all that, we said, okay, we got to have door prizes. I mean, you can't have you got to have some fun things that people can, you know, get that ticket, and you know everybody loves the number to be called and hoping that it's theirs. So we thought we'd put some really fun things together to have in that, which of course one is the cashmere and fur wrap from Miller's Furs. Then we did two front row tickets to Fashion Week, to actual my show. People, I don't know if everybody's aware yet, but there will be a Northern Virginia Fashion Week in October. And the opening night is a Posh Couture show. So I'm hoping that you're going to be there, too. It's going to be fun. But
yes, I am. In fact, I was going to talk to you a little bit later about that to see if you could come back on and talk to us before that happens. But absolutely, yep. I follow you.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, yes. So we've got, for that, we have two front row tickets to my show and then all access pass that kind of go together, which will be really fun for that Fashion Week, because that's going to be a really neat thing, and hopefully it'll be an annual thing. And it also comes with a consultation, a fashion consultation with me. So we'll have our little meet time and just kind of talk through the closet, talk through what you're looking for. So that'll be a fun thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course,
yeah,
we have
that
girl do something. You know,
yeah,
you can't
that definitely sounds like
I can't party
like
without
fun.
Having to, you know, use him for something. So that was serious. I'm thinking, what do I really want to do?
I know. I always think that is so cute, but it's also funny because that gets back to when I started the show when I was – talking about my sweetheart. It's funny because his name is Victor and I'm Victoria, so we're Victor and Victoria. And whenever he decides, he's a doctor by the way, but whenever he decides to take up a new sport, I always cringe because whatever sport he takes up, that means I have to take up the sport. So Jewel, he decided last year to take up this kite surfing. You know, you see the people out on the water.
So that
was me out there today, trying to help him in the water launch his kite. So I still got sand and stuff all over me. But I just thought about that when you talked about your husband and how you have to get him involved in something. So I just think that's cute. And the thing is that, you know, I know your husband as well as most of the men in our lives, you know, certainly support us and do want to help us anyway. So.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And it's funny because he actually won't be, normally he's at the event, but this year my son is playing at USC. So we both can't go. He has to go to. I said, you got to go watch the baby and make sure everything's fine. So he'll be in L.A. while we're having this party. But I said, but we'll have you in the door prize anyway. You don't have to be present for that. So our door prize with him is lunch with Daryl Green. So, and of course, I'm sure I'll attend too. So it'll be both of us at lunch for that. And then we have Bella Lux Lashes gave us a full set of lashes for the for door prize, which you know I absolutely adore. Bella Lux Lashes.
Yes, I do.
And then we've got some other things from vendors that are coming in, from Catalyst Gourmet to Tracy Lynn Jewelry is going to do something. Honesty Jewelry is putting something in. So we'll have an array of great items for you to have, you know, as door prizes. And then the other thing that we hadn't mentioned that actually we forgot to mention, which was a great thing, is our swag bags. For the first 100 guests, we've got a fabulous swag bag that's got OPI nail polish and fun things from vendors. One of my absolute favorite new things is a stationery company that I actually found. We met each other through Twitter, believe it or not. And her name is Tania Smith, and she donated a hand-painted card for each of the first 100 guests. And her stuff, I have to tell you, is amazing. You're going to absolutely love it when you see it. If anybody, for the women who are in the chat room that want to go on her site, it's called her slogan is Say It the Right Way, and right is spelt like right, W-R-I-T-E. But her she's gotpapers.com. So it's www.shesgotpapers.com, and her stationery is amazing.
Nice.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing.
You have to send her my way, because that sounds like a really good show. And Jewel, maybe actually I know you're crazy busy, but maybe you can help me with this, or even may want to be involved. You know, Christmas is kind of sneaking up upon us, and I really wanted to do some shows and just kind of focus on businesses for Christmas, kind of like fabulous Christmas gifts that I like and that my fans and listeners like. So maybe, you know, and of course, pretty much what you like also is what I like. So I was thinking of trying to maybe twice a week sort of highlight a different vendor and have a vendor come on and maybe give, you know, sort of like a discount to listeners of the show. But we can focus on them and highlight them and kind of just talk about why they think what it is that they sell would be really good idea for Christmas. Because I don't want to do the traditional, you know, sort of stores at the mall and the regular stores that we go to. I really wanted to take that opportunity, you know, to actually get some new people on in small businesses, because I'd rather devote my time to small businesses and others as opposed to, you know, folks that are already out there doing their thing. So maybe you, me, and Kimberly can chat about that, because I really want to start that before Thanksgiving, actually.
Absolutely. I'd love to do that. And the minute this party's over, you send me an email next week, and I will send you a list, and we will start going away. But this She's Got Papers has got to be in that lineup, because I'm so excited. I told her, I said, I want everybody and every woman in my life to get some of these for Christmas, because I think it's the most fabulous set of cards I've ever seen. Her artwork is amazing, and she meets you where the woman is. Like one of my favorite ones, and I told her, I said, make sure you put this in there. It's a woman standing in a very after five dress, and she's on a carpet, but the carpet actually has numbers like weight, and she's a curvy girl, and the reflection in the mirror says, you are beautiful, and the slogan at the bottom is loving what I see, and I think every woman needs to get that, and I said, it's so cute, I don't even want to use it, I want to put it up so I can say, I love what I see, no matter what it is, because it's me.
Yes.
So she's got some amazing stuff, so we have to definitely get her on the show. You'd love talking.
Well, that sounds good. And speaking of her, thank you, Michael. Michael's our producer. He actually just put her website inside the chat room, so her website is there. And actually a few people have already looked at it, and Kimberly says that the quality up close of her cards is amazing. Cheryl says that she loves the baby business cards, and Lisa says they're very cute. So I love that, how this sort of from mouth to word to speak, that people can go directly and look at her website right now. So that is very, very cool.
Absolutely, absolutely. They will not be disappointed. I mean, the minute we were introduced to each other via Twitter, I went on that night and ordered, you know, a truckload of stuff, and it came, and I was so excited. It was like I was getting jewelry. That's how beautiful they are.
And Jewel, Kimberly says inside the chat room, she says, did Victoria and Jewel just announce another new project?
Yes, we did.
Sorry, Kimberly.
Yeah, it was so funny when I was saying it. I'm texting her. Oops, you know. I should have said that. Here we go.
Cute.
That's what we do.
and Kimberly just says in the chat room, she goes that she's on it. So Kimberly, isn't Kimberly amazing? I mean, like, talk about a woman that has a mind for details and business. That is her for sure, right?
Oh, it totally is. I mean, she keeps me in line. She knows that, you know, especially a week like this, I'm really excited about the party, but for some reason, it never fails. 4 days out, I get all these new ideas. So I'm texting her today, and we're on the phone, and she finally says, no, just call me. And we get on, and we start talking about what's happening after the party. And I can tell in her face, she's like, are you serious? I mean, what are you talking about? And I'm like, well, you know, McLean Hilton's got the jazz thing that happens right after, you know, so we can go to that. And then if anybody's hungry, let's get a group, and we'll do Finn's next door. And I can tell, she's like, you got to be kidding me. She just starts laughing. She thinks this is funny. But I am, that's me. It just kind of goes on to the next thing. I'm thinking, well, we got the captive audience. Let's entertain them, because that's what
let's
I do.
Let's entertain them.
I like
that. Right, definitely.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Now, for those of you that are just taking the time of joining us, this is a very much an extended version of Vet Home with Victoria. When Kimberly and I were looking at the dates and trying to figure out when we're going to do this, Kimberly sent me an email and said, Victoria, can we do 45 minutes? And I said, of course, for Jewel Green, we can do an hour if she wants. I don't care. I just love talking to her. All of my fans and listeners love her, and I'm glad that she has a voice on the show because time definitely does go by fast. But, again, everybody that's inside the chat room, I love you. Thank you so much for being there with us tonight. Just to also reiterate the website that you can go to, although Kimberly has been posting it and Michael Kay, my producer, inside the chat room, it's www.champagneandcouture, there's no slashes or dots or anything, .eventbrite.com. That information is on my page, on my Facebook page, Posh Girl Events. Jewel has it on her page. I assure you, it's blasted all over the place, so you'll definitely be able to find it. I am getting some questions about where the event is actually taking place. It's this Saturday, everyone. It starts at 6 o'clock, and it's going to run until 11 o'clock, and it's in McLean, Virginia. Is that the McLean Hilton, Jewel?
Yes, it is.
All right, guys. It's at the McLean Hilton. Now, that special invitation only, the reception that Jewel had just talked about that's sponsored by PNC Bank, that reception starts at 5 o'clock. So that is from 5 until 6 o'clock inside the evening. Jewel, I got an email from another young lady who says that she's in New Jersey. She goes, Victoria, I always listen to your show. I feel so bad. I'm always missing out on the fun. She says she's a vendor. And is there an email address or for future upcoming shows that you have? She's a vendor and interested in partaking in one of your shows. Good question.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, she can either find us on Posh Girl Events on Facebook or our website. She can go to poshgirlevents.com and actually fill in the vendor information so we'll be able to see her. She can show us what she does, and we'll get right back to her. So both ways.
That's great. Again, that's www.poshgirlevents.com. And all that information, again, is still on my website as well. And so I do think that that was a really good question because you guys know when Jewel and I are on and we're talking, we just continue talking and we do forget some of the most important things that we should talk about. Jewel, anything else going on with the show that you want to talk about?
Well, I think we covered the show, but one thing I do want to say to everybody that is a Posh Girl Event fan on Facebook, this week we decided, you know, another bright idea I got to Kim Sunday night, I said, listen, all week I want to do an education on Fashion Week and where it came from and the whole thing about it, and let's post something every day in fashion shows. So really check that out because it's really awesome because most people have no idea. A lot of people don't even know it exists, but most of them don't know, you know, the fundamentals behind it and how the whole fashion thing evolves from this special week to from the runway all the way to Forever 21, how it actually happens. And, you know, I did an interview this morning, and he was talking about, he goes, well, I'm really not into, you know, fashion per se, but it's a very interesting subject. And I say, well, for everybody that thinks they're not, because it's a $300 billion industry, you really are, even though you didn't participate knowingly, because you put your money in, you're in it. So you may as well find out a little bit more about how it is they do what they do and just the whole power of the visual from magazines to everything else that causes you to buy and need new things. It's a business that is huge, and I want to educate people on it. So we did our first post yesterday to talk about Fashion Week and just where it came from. And, you know, it started in 1943, and this journalist, she said, I want to start a press week for fashion public people and really show, you know, American designers. And that's kind of how it happened because, you know, during World War II, we weren't traveling to Paris because of the war. So they bought it through New York. And that's kind of how it all started. It was called Press Week, and it evolved from there to Fashion Week.
Wow, even I did not know that. But certainly I'm going to make sure that I jot that note down so the next time when you're on that we can even talk a little bit about that. In fact, that may also be directly in line when you come back to talk about the Fashion Week that's taking place there in Northern Virginia that you're going to be a part of. So all of that can sort of be a part of the same topic and discussion.
Oh, I'd love to because I think you'll be amazed at just the whole understanding of it. But if you all just log on to our Facebook page you'll find some interesting things and some fun facts that'll, of all things, because it actually kicks off in New York next week, and it's going to be amazing. But from all that is how you come to buy what you buy when you're in the store. So we'll definitely cover that next month. Sounds good.
Sounds good. Well, darling, thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us today. I know we were on for a long time, but, of course, you know, you and I could go another half hour if we wanted to. But I'll continue to post about the show taking place. I already have my money ready. I'm basically going to be focusing on accessories when I'm there, so I will see you at the event. And thank you, Jewel, for every single thing that you do.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on, and it's a pleasure, and I look forward to shopping with you on Saturday.
Thank you, love. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
And again, everyone, that was the fabulous and one and only Jewel Green. Just so blessed to be able to have her to come on my show and that she's on with me monthly. But again, for basically this entire hour, we've been talking about Champagne and Couture Fashion and Accessory Showcase. Again, it's going to be taking place this Saturday at 11 o'clock. If you get your tickets beforehand, $25, but if you get your tickets that day at the door, $30. Remember, a portion of the proceeds are going to go to Tiger Lily Foundation, and Tiger Lily basically help meet the day-to-day needs to women that are dealing with breast cancer. So there's a lot of vendors that will actually be there. So there was another young lady that I met on Facebook through somebody. I can't remember who it was. But speaking of fashion, she has got an event coming up that she wanted to talk about. So I told her I couldn't give her a whole show, but I could certainly give her some time at the back end of Jewel's show. And I think Tammy is on the line with us. So let's see if we can find Tammy to talk about her event that she has coming up. Hi, Tammy. This is Victoria. Are you with me?
Hi, Victoria. It's Tammy.
Hi, I think I have your, I don't think the other young lady is on the line yet, the one that's supposed to be calling in too, until she gets on the line. Tell everybody a little bit the name of your event and when it's going to be taking place.
Sure, okay, the event name is Closet Runway, and it's going to be this Friday, September 10th, and it's at Ebenezer Coffee House in D.C.
Now, what can we all expect from your particular event?
Well, Closet Runway is a quarterly fashion event that we put on a quarterly, and it highlights unique fashions and trends for the current season from boutiques and new designers and a few from the retail stores on models of various sizes so that the audience can actually relate to the models and the clothes that they're seeing on the runway. And also we do live style makeovers where we show a before picture and actually do their reveal on the runway of their new look. And we also feature new local artists and entertainment. And we also have vendors so you can shop with emerging small businesses from jewelry to cosmetics to clothes. And just a great networking opportunity because, you know, when you get women and men together for fashion, you just never know who you're going to meet.
Absolutely. And I can certainly say, Tammy, one of my favorite vendors will be there, Hush Boutique.
Yes.
Tam and I, yes, love Hush. Tam and I are very, very have become actually very good friends, and she was on my with me on my television show a couple of weeks ago, and we had a TV shoot. So when you had emailed me to ask if you could come on, of course, when I saw her, I would have let you come on anyway, but I was also very, very happy to see that that Hush Boutique was on there. So tell me, so you talked about that you guys have these events every so often. Is it always at the same location, or do you travel to different places to have them?
Well, this year, this is our third show. We've had it at Ebony's Coffee House, but next year we're looking to expand and go more places because, you know, it's getting bigger, so we need a larger space. So definitely this Friday, September 10th, is at Ebony's Coffee House, but then December 3rd, we have another one. It's going to be at Ebenezer's, but then we're looking to actually have it more places next year. But we'll keep everyone
informed. Well, I know I'm already booked for events. It seems like everybody has so many events in the fall. So I know I can't make this particular one, but I promise you I'll put you on the calendar and you get back with me for that event that you're talking about in December.
Yes.
And again, everyone, this particular event is going to be taking place on Friday. It starts at 7 o'clock, and it's in D.C., at the Ebenezer Coffee House at 201 F Street in Northeast D.C. Again, that starts at 7 o'clock, and there's going to be different vendors there at this particular event for women and men as well. And I also see on your flyer you have a little bit more about back-to-school fashions, and I just know that that's probably great because everybody is kind of going back to school and thinking about fall clothes and stuff as well, Tammy.
Yes, it's going to be great. It's going to feature different ages and just different fashions. And one thing about Closet Runway, we like to show it's not only the new clothes that you can get, but during our style makeovers, we always have one article of clothing that the model has taken from their closet and how they're incorporating it with new styles and new fashions that's in the stores. So we like to show how you can mix what you already have in your closet with what's already what's out there, the new fashion. So that's always something we definitely like to highlight as well.
Well, and I think that's great too, Tammy, because then you can kind of focus on stuff that you really need as opposed to things that you really don't necessarily need. But also for information and to purchase tickets, Tammy does have a website, www.closetrunway.com. Again, closetrunway.com. I did put that information inside the chat room. And tickets there, $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Again, doors open at 7 o'clock. And also, I see a portion of your proceeds are going to charity as well. Tell us about that.
Yes, well, portion of our proceeds for the show, they go to the Board of Child Care, and they help. What they do is that they help with foster care for children in the D.C., Virginia, Maryland area, and we have chosen them because I know they do a lot for adoption and just for families who need assistance, so we want to definitely give back to charity in the area. And also the Haitian Community Hospital, when the devastation came to Haiti, we had a close friend has a family member that's actually a doctor at the Haitian hospital. So we knew that we definitely wanted to contribute to an organization where we knew that the funds were immediately needed. I mean, they were immediately needed everywhere, but we had a personal connection with that hospital.
Sure.
So we definitely wanted to help them out, and they had immediate needs. So we've continued to donate to both of those charities during our events.
And I think that's wonderful. And I don't know if you got a chance to listen to the entire hour of the show that I had with Jewel, but a part of what Jewel also does is the same thing that your organization is doing, that when you do have these events, it's so very important that you take some of those proceeds and give it to, you know, somebody that needs help. So I certainly commend you on that, especially within the Haitian community, because you and I both know that there's still just severe and devastation there in Haiti that's going to last, you know, for, my goodness, years and years and years and years to come. Again, everyone, let me just tell you what the website is again, www.closetrunway.com. Again, the event is at the Ebenezer Coffee House, 201 F Street Northwest, and that is in D.C. It starts at 7 o'clock, and it's going to be this Friday night. So, Tammy, you'll have to come back again for your for the December one, but we'll try to get you an entire full show in so you can have a show all to yourself, and we can focus a little bit more, maybe have some other people on the show. But thank you so much for coming on, and we'll definitely post all of your information through Twitter and Facebook and the other social networking sites as well.
And I truly appreciate Victoria for having us on this show. I truly appreciate fitting us into your schedule, especially before our event this week. Truly appreciate
I know. It was one of those things where, stuff was like so busy, and you had emailed me and contacted me way, way before. And a lot of the shows that we do with Michael and I, sometimes we're really booked up for a couple of months in advance.
Okay.
And then I remember looking at the date of your show, and I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to get her in. It's going to happen. I promised her. I know I'm going to do it. So it was just perfect that Jewel is having her event on Saturdays and yours is on Friday. It was both talking about the same subject. But in any event, I've got to connect you with Jewel Green.
Yes.
I think, you know, you can get a lot through her, and also you guys kind of almost pretty much do the same thing. So I'll have to connect the two of you on Facebook so you can chat with her.
Yeah, that would be great. I truly appreciate it.
All right, darling. So thank you so much for hanging in there with me. I do appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
And everybody, that was Tammy, who was with me on the show, Tammy Blair Harrington. And she, again, has an event coming up, and I had promised her that I would make sure that I try to get her on there. So thank you so much for hanging in there with me. Lisa is left. Posh Girl Events are just left. Michael K., you have no choice. You have to stay because you're the producer. So it has been a long hour. Thank you so much, Jewel Green, and thank you so much, Tammy, for taking the time to come on with At Home with Victoria. I am back on again tomorrow. Definitely a different subject tomorrow. We're talking about the sickle cell. There's a president of the Sickle Cell Association is going to be on. They've got their annual convention taking place at National Harbor at the Gaylord in D.C. So we're going to talk about that very important topic. And, you know, if you suffer from it or if you have a family member or somebody that suffer from it, you may want to have them just join us on the show tomorrow. Lisa, I guess you better get ready to finish filling out that 50-50 program that you're doing with Jewel and her husband, Dale Green. Michael, thank you so much. You have been great. Kimberly, I guess you've got to get to work and get this list to me for this Christmas thing that I'm trying to do with Posh Girl Events. But, again, everybody, thank you so much, and I look forward to talking with you tomorrow. God bless. I'll be back at 8 o'clock. Good night.